Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I am here to tell you about the week beginning Monday, July 24th, and ending Sunday, July 30th, which is the next to last day of this month that has had a lot of shifts taking place in it, hasn't it? And on Monday, the moon is in Libra, which is the sign of the new South Node, and also a sign ruled by Venus, who went retrograde on Saturday in Leo. Yes, so here we are looking at the Libra issues and a moon that has a little trouble making up its mind, shall we say? Fluctuates back and forth, maybe this, maybe that, but then again, what about this? A little tricky, but what it's doing on Monday is a sextil to Mercury in Leo. Now, this is all day until 2:39 a.m. on Tuesday. So Mercury, when it's in fixed fire, is a little bit more of a stabilizer. It's also in a sign that deals with other kinds of relationships like parenting and romance. So there is a helpful opportunity to have the conversations, and Mercury in a fixed sign may help you come down on a decision or a point of view that you may keep, you know. And so this is a day that is waxing, first quarter moon, so we are planting seeds and getting ready to nurture them on Tuesday when we're going to go into the second quarter. So it is a time to be out there, you know, doing the things you need to do for your goals for this coming lunar cycle. So when we get to Tuesday, the 25th, now in the morning, we have the lovely, and I mean that, double Venus influence of Moon in Libra, sextile now, retrograde Venus in Leo at 10 a.m. is when that's exact. So now, the retrograde of Venus, just to be, you know, giving you a tiny little encapsulated version of things you could have heard in other forecasts and read more about if you were on Facebook, and the Astral Essence by Shelley Antine is a good article on both the nodes and Venus in posts for last week. She's basically going down into the underground when she's retrograde. And at a certain point, she's invisible in the sky because she's going to make a conjunction to the sun. And any planet that's near the sun isn't visible, right? Because, you know, the sun's rays are so powerful that you can't see the planet, which is really supposed to be reflecting light also to us from the sun, a sort of almost like the moon, which is like, you know, planets don't twinkle. They don't have their own energy, that they're not their own sun, right? So invisible Venus is a concept that has been in something that peoples of ancient days were very worried about. You know, these things were seen as malevolent. And when we talk about Venus going into the underground, we can also feel underground is dangerous and scary, and might actually be just a simple thing like going into your basement and looking at all the stuff you've got stored there. And some of it you need to get rid of. And when it's Venus stuff that you've stored there, it's attitudes towards love, self-worth, relationship, beauty, finance. It has a lot of, you know, the Venus qualities that we look at. And then in Leo, you know, you're going to be, you know, the things that you're very attached to that give you a sense of ego nourishment or something, but have they really worked for you? You know, is this something you need to keep? Do you need to keep that identity? Leo is a sign that some people, you know, say the actor, you know, because the personality is in the sign of Leo. So it is doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it's when we identify with the outer personality self, then we don't really always get to the true self, and we're not always sharing the true self with others. And doing that can be a frightening thing because people react, you know. So anyway, this is part of the journey. And when we get this morning on Tuesday, we have an easy time going down there and taking a look at some of the stuff, maybe old relationships that we need to sort of just let go of on a certain level, make our peace with it, because both Venus and Libra are the sign that is valuing peace and harmony, which you can't get when the scales are swinging back and forth. You have to come to that place with equal balance. So sometimes when Venus is going retrograde, we have to go within the self and not just see the story from the way we look at it outside of ourselves, like what did they do wrong, what was wrong with them. And it doesn't mean you have to make yourself wrong. You just have to look at your engagement, your expression of self in that situation, and decide to, you know, forgive is a good idea, because Leo is also the sign of the heart and love. When it's in its positive sense, it's radiating love. It's not looking for attention and such. So, you know, pondering this on Tuesday morning will help you understand how to get through this very long retrograde cycle. And on the 13th of August is when she disappears, right? And then she'll start coming back out. So, you know, we've got a little time to go down there and really dig around easily on Tuesday morning. But the moon in Libra will go into the square to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn at 11:05 a.m., and that's when you don't want to get into discussions with people, and you won't, you know, be able to get other points of view across with Pluto in Capricorn, and you might see something in the past or be reviewing something in the past. It's still true. You won't get your point across. We can see that out in the world, can't we? So the moon enters Scorpio at 12:55 p.m., goes to the square to the sun in Leo. That's what also happened Saturday. Sun entered Leo. And that's until 6:07 p.m. on Tuesday. And that's like, you know, difficulty with inner feelings and outer expression, but also difficulty in communications to a certain degree with people outside the self. But it also brings us to the half moon, the waxing half moon, which begins the second quarter phase. So we start to say, hey, it's time to do some more serious work on our goals and get some tools and do some fertilizing and all of that. But the time to do that will be in a different mode, because Scorpio moon has a fairly rough ride. I mean, there are a couple of planets that are mitigating now. We've got a trine, but it's to retrograde Saturn in Pisces that comes in after the square at 6:07 p.m. and is the evening until 12:27 a.m. And this is always Eastern time, by the way. Right now it's Eastern Daylight Time. And so it could be the evening for you out on the West Coast, but this is a time to go back over, particularly some things that feel unstable for you and maybe that you're afraid of, and see if you can get some kind of a deeper look at it through the moon in Scorpio that can help you understand what you may need to do. The moon also gets a sextile right now because Mars is in Virgo, and that's a very helpful thing, but that's an overnight for most of us, and it ends at 7:31 a.m. on Wednesday. But that would be a time that if you were awake, you could start applying something. You know, it would be very effective to work on something during that particular combination. Now we get the moon in Scorpio's opposition to Jupiter in Taurus until 1:38 p.m., and we're dealing with a complete difference in values. one that does not shift and will be very, very different in terms of what it thinks about, particularly finance and how to use resources. All right, so it can also make you go overboard if you're compensating for something. So be aware of that. After that completes at 1:38 p.m., it takes a long time to get there, but it's going to be a moon in Scorpio opposite Uranus and Taurus until 7:10 a.m. on Thursday. And here's where we're approaching some kind of a shift or change that will make the moon feel very out of its comfort zone, because Scorpio moon has an instinctive need to have some control over the situation. And Uranus and Taurus is, you know, kind of thumbing its nose at that. So there is some kind of issue. It could be financial. It could be something that happened in the world. And then we get a little bit of a breather. First of all, we get the Mercury conjunction to Venus in Leo. Even if it's a retrograde Venus in Leo, 11:16 a.m., this is where you might hear from a former love, or you may be thinking a lot about those old relationships. If you're having conversations or renewing a conversation about parenting or children or even romance, you know, you may have a meeting of the minds at that point. But again, the Venus is retrograde, so it's going to shift and change. Moon trine Neptune is coming in. So the psychic channels are wide open until 3:56 p.m. So that's, you know, kind of the mode to be in is use your feelings now. Don't try to figure it out with your head. And you'll get a lot of good messages that will be helpful. And they may be messages that tried to get through, since Neptune is retrograde, in the past. Maybe you'll hear them this time. Well, the moon goes on to square Venus and then square Mercury, the couple that was meeting, right? So now Scorpio moon is sort of turning all of that on its head. The square to Venus at 5:06 p.m., the square to Mercury at 5:53 p.m. You know, this is, again, fixed sign squares are impossible to have resolution on. And again, with the Leo energy wants to be, well, it's the sign of the king, isn't it? But Scorpio wants to be in control. So you can just get the sense or feeling of it. Very different points of view that are both wanting to be the one that dominates. So nobody wins. And then after that, there's a short period of moon in Scorpio sextile, retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. So from about 6 to 6:36 p.m., you can go back over something and figure it out. You'll feel a little bit more grounded about things then. Void, of course, Scorpio moon shifts into Sagittarius at 8:24 p.m., and the smiley face comes back on my calendar because you are now going into the harmony of the lights as moon in Sag trines the sun in Leo, until 5:22 a.m. on Friday morning. But you get that evening, that later evening time, Eastern time zone, and for the Pacific time, it goes a little longer when you're still awake. But this is when we are in inner harmony and outer harmony. Our feelings and our need to express the self are both in the same mode, and in agreement with each other and supportive of each other. So, you know, it is going to shift right after that completes on Friday to have the unfortunate long trip of moon in Sagittarius, because with the other mutable sign planets, we're going to have problems. The first one's going to be the square to retrograde Saturn in Pisces, and that's early. That's at 6:52 a.m. So that brings you down from your high. You know? And then there's the potential for argument and difficulty in the square to Mars in Virgo at 4:09 p.m. Mars wants to be extremely precise and stay in the, you know, color in the lines, and the Moon in Sagittarius wants to expand and see things from a higher perspective. So it just doesn't work. And, you know, it could be, again, as you get closer to 4:09 p.m., the arguments could arise. Something that happens next is Mercury entering Virgo, and that's at 5:31 p.m. Now, this is a sign that since they didn't have a lot of other planets to see after Saturn, they assigned Mercury to Virgo. Seemed to make a lot of sense, but it's a very unusual Mercury that, you know, isn't flitting about and looking for new and different things, curiouser. But, you know, okay, so while they say it does have some kind of an influence. Now, one of the things we know when we see Mercury go into an Earth sign this year is that there's going to be a retrograde. All right, so when is that going to happen? It's going to happen in August, when we get to 21 degrees of Virgo, and that's going to be on the 23rd of August. So, and it will start to slow down from its normal speed when we start getting near, and that will be around the 13th, which is interestingly, the 13th of August, as I mentioned, is the day that the Moon disappears. I'm sorry, the Venus disappears. Well, the Moon sometimes disappears in an eclipse, right? But this is Venus being conjunct the Sun at 20 degrees of Leo. So, right at the same time, we're slowing down in the mind. So that's kind of an interesting combination, isn't it? I mean, it gives you, you know, the idea that you're going to be going over some of these things where you are down there really deep now. So it kind of makes sense in a way for the processing that's taking place. But at this point, it's still going at the speed that it would go. And Mercury in Virgo is going to be more analytical, more logical, more concerned with organization and all those Virgo things like health, well-being. And, you know, this is going to be the topic of conversations and also thinking, as that's what Mercury seems to be about. So we have that, but, you know, it's going to retrograde before it does the square to Neptune. So that'll happen after it comes out of the retrograde cycle and is moving further along. So at least we don't get that right away during this this time frame. And we do get the direct motion for Mercury will resume, of course. It always does, thank goodness. And that will be on the 15th of September, which is, well, it's a little less than 2 weeks after Venus resumes her direct motion. So, interestingly enough, these two are kind of partnering in that retrograde phase, you see. So, something about the way we approach the Mercury, the issues of Virgo is also part of the retrograde Venus cycle, right? So, start paying attention to the things that you have been thinking and that you are putting together as Mercury is in that direct motion. And then you will be able to know the content now of what you will be dealing with when you are dealing with the retrograde of Mercury on August 23rd. And let me just give you the degrees of that. It's going to go Mercury direct to 21 degrees again. And so you can see in the last week and in the first 3 and a little weeks of August are the things that you're plotting and planning and organizing, etc., that you're going to be looking back over again. But Saturday, we've got a full day in the East Coast of the Moon square Neptune. And in fact, the Moon has been going square Neptune since 4:09 p.m. on Friday, and it does not complete until 7:32 p.m. on Saturday. So this could be weather-related difficulties, particularly long journeys, which is a Sagittarian thing. But also one of the things that happens with Sagittarius is that it wants to be happy. It has, you know, the Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius, and it is known for humor and joviality and generosity. So, you know, when things are looking bad out there, sometimes Sagittarius will let itself over-idealize something that doesn't deserve to be seen in that light, because it just needs to take itself out of the gloom and the doom. But, you know, it's also a time when we shouldn't really be listening to what we're hearing too much, because, you know, the wool is being pulled, which is so constant these days. But Saturday is a time that it could be. And also, even GPS can go awry. I've been in situations where it was like really bizarre, the GPS. And so don't be too surprised if you are not going in the right direction or getting where you thought you were going with Moon square Neptune. But we have a brief happy interlude. It's not very long. It's not even, well, I would say it's not even 20 minutes, 19 minutes of Moon trine Venus. And Venus is retrograde. But, you know, something can work out a little bit, especially, again, if you're revisiting something from the past. Void, of course, Sagittarius Moon might feel great after all that. And then we shift into sturdy, stable Capricorn at 11:44 p.m. on Saturday in the Eastern Time, and it's going towards a trine to Mercury in Virgo. Unfortunately, for most of us on the East Coast, we don't get a lot of time to have that wonderful feeling of structure and planning, and I think we can make this happen because we'll be sleeping, but maybe we'll have dreams about it. Yes, the Pacific Coast and the Mountain Time will probably be awake for a lot of that. So, Moon trine Mercury. Sunday morning, opportunity time is, by the way, Sunday's going to be a good day compared to Saturday, definitely. So, we've got Moon trine, first sextile retrograde Saturn in Pisces, 9:15 a.m. So, Saturn's issues of being reassured by this, you know, strong authority energy. Everything's fine. You know, look at it this way. I'll take care of it. You know, that kind of thing. And then there is the trine of Moon in Capricorn to Mars in Virgo until 8:18 p.m. on Sunday. And this is yes. This is yes. We can work on it. We can have a good time. Things will go according to plan, etc. And then we get a brief period of the Moon's trine to Jupiter in Taurus until 9:51 p.m. So we become very optimistic about it too. And, you know, we want to sort of expand into things. And if you're making plans, you may be wanting to make a plan that includes nature, some sort of a wonderful adventure in nature. And then the Moon is trine Uranus in Taurus until Monday afternoon at 12:29 p.m. And so that is really a good finish to a week that had a lot of things involved that we had to sort of pay attention and see where we were going, right? Next week, of course, we have the beginning of August, and that's on Tuesday. And that also coincides with a full moon in Aquarius, all right? And that also coincides with a calendar date for a cross-quarter holiday called Lunyasid. The Catholics call it Lammas, and there are other names for it, but it is actually the first harvest festival. This is when the grains were coming in, very important. And that Mercury in Virgo in those good old days would have been extremely helpful during this time, because we're going to start getting a harvest that we've got to preserve to make it through the winter in the olden days. And, you know, we still are, you know, we're in the brink of a lot of things here. So the issues of preserving are things that will start to come up for you. How can I keep myself in this time? You know, what can I do to sort of keep what I need and have what I need? So that is something we're going to talk about. And the full moon, we'll see if it needs its own chart or not. I'll be able to know when I put it up and look at it. But that week, I don't think anything else is shifting or changing. So we'll just be dealing with that particular major feature. So that's my story for this week. And I hope that you'll be able to use this and really get something good happening out of all the challenges also. Because, you know, we find ways over the boulders and over the hurdles. And we enjoy the times when we are having a free, easy energy. So that's my wish for you, and I'll say goodbye for now.